loose ball. Ewing goes up. The basket counts.
He gets it over to the doctor. Tie ball game. Here's a shot, Julius.
He scores!
Anthony for three.
Bang! That one goes down, and the game is tied.
Here is Durant moving on Tucker. He turns. He shoots. Yes!
Talking Knicks, Nets, and all things across the association, this is Pick and Pod on WFUV Sports.
Welcome into Pick and Pod. I'm your host, Chaz McAdams, here with Bradley Byrne, Owen Kelty, Kurt Sipple on the ones and twos. Got a great show ahead of you guys, coming off of a terrible all-star game.
Dunk contest was kind of good.
It's a little overrated, in my opinion, to be honest.
The dunk contest? What, yeah. Magma McClung?
I slightly, because like it's cool. I know we'll talk about this a little bit later. It's cool to pay a tribute to someone on a dunk, but don't let half of your dunks be tributes. Like eventually, like
no, I but know, that was a theme, bro. That was
like,
the theme of it.
I just don't like the theme of tributes. Like, I still think Stephon Castle should have.
He
won.
Did a better. He did. That's crazy. He did because, a better car dunk than Blake Griffin did.
No, that's true. It's impressive that he could do the dunks. I'm not impressed with the creativity because we've already seen it before. It's impressive that Mac McClung could do these dunks. Don't get me wrong, because the average Joe can't do those. But at least
I could do it. I could definitely do. Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm definitely not. I can't even jump. Can't even dunk.
Yeah, you want to talk about when we played 1v1 and you scored twice?
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the horrible All-Star Weekend.
All right, so yeah, All-Star Weekend was pretty bad. I hated the emceeing from Kevin Hart. I don't think that's exactly a hot take. Here's the thing, and this is another reason why it's honestly, and I'm honestly, I don't want to say I'm totally sad about NBA on TNT going off the air, because basketball media has been dominated by hate watching for the last 10 or so years. It's all been old pros and out-of-touch talking heads talking about this guy's not like this guy and this guy's not like this guy, blah, blah, blah. This game isn't what it used to be, blah, 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 blah. Listen, right now, people call the NBA unwatchable. It's a false narrative. We are watching some of the purest basketball ever. If you don't like basketball, if you don't like the best basketball, then go to the Ruck, bro. Go to Rucker Park and watch old N1 mixtapes, you know what I mean? But if you want to watch pure, professional, high-level, efficient basketball, watch the NBA.
I mean, I agree with you that I don't know if the product, though. I think the talent right now is the best it's ever been, but the product, I think. Like, what you're mentioning with, like, the TV, like, TNT, I think I was ahead of the train. I've been hating on them for years because they hate the Knicks. So it's just been that, and like, but
they hate the whole league.
They hate like even during the All-Star game, like they were just going on and on, and like the guys just want to play. Like during the All-Star game, I think I saw that it was more commercials and more Kevin Hart than there was gameplay.
I think Silver was just a big swing and a miss there.
I didn't like the Kevin Hart stuff at all.
But he's trying to change the format.
Kevin Hart's also beyond washed.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that was not a good guy.
They've been trying to have Kevin Hart for, but it's been like 10 years now since he's been kind of carrying the All-Star with the celebrity games. It's like. We've moved past Kevin Hart.
I think that was like an. I think if you get a different comedian, maybe it works. Someone that's more in touch with the younger crowd, the modern day. But I think Kevin Hart is like I grew up on Kevin Hart, but like
if you're trying to grow the All-Star game, it's not Kevin Hart. I mean,
and
I don't
it's
know
not
what
hating on the league. Like, I don't know.
They're never gonna actually try in the All-Star game. Like, they already make so much money. There's nothing that you can put on it. I think you either just scratch the whole thing in general and just give it. Like a week
do a
off,
break.
Just do a week off. Have all stars still like have the same voting and polling, and just give a week off.
You don't think? Do you think that home court advantage East West would make people care?
They used to do in the MLB. The problem is if a team that doesn't have enough all stars or any like then think about it, like a lot of those guys in there. The only teams with multiple all stars was the Knicks, the Cavs, Celtics,
and the Thunder.
Okay, see.
And the Thunder. Yeah. So then any of those other teams aren't really getting a say in who gets home court advantage, and then they have the best record. And I don't think it would make certain play. I mean, I guess it'd make them try harder. The MLB All-Star game, though, got rid of that, and it's still competitive. But, like, I just don't think you can put an NBA Finals on with an All-Star game.
What I would say is maybe just cancel all the festivities, but just have the one-on-one contest that everyone's been talking about.
Yeah, but still, stars will never do that. Well, they don't want to get embarrassed by, like, a lower-level All-Star, or even just, like, there's no incentive for them to do it, because money is, like, they make so much money.
Yeah, that's true. They probably don't even really...
They should make less money.
I mean, that's a great
I agree with that.
NBA,
I mean, NBA players aren't teachers, they're not nurses, they're not firefighters, they're not police officers.
Essential workers.
And we're having people load manage for 20 games a season when you're getting paid a gazillion dollars and you're not, you know, putting your life on
the
line.
That's when it goes back to the product being bad.
Right.
Because there's you talked about load management. Look at
LeBron.
Embiid.
Look at LeBron. I think LeBron
gets a little bit of a pass during the regular season just because he's like 50 years old.
I think regular season, but not the All Star.
The All Star game was absolutely messed up.
That was crazy.
I really wish Norman Powell would have made the All Star.
Because that would have been his first All Star, right? Norman Powell.
He was on the bench every single year, and this is his first year starting on a team, and now he's the Clippers' leading scorer.
Fueled by the hatred of Paul George, has driven him to almost being All Star. Yeah, I mean. I think that was a little selfish on LeBron's point, like, because he still would have been considered an All-Star, and he probably could have gone still. He's LeBron and been in the picture, but, like, you kind of know
when he was wearing street clothes. That's
a normal thing, though. I saw a bunch of him wearing street clothes. So, like, I saw a picture of, like, past guys who have been scratched, like, the day of. They don't wear the uniform.
Yeah, but. They're scratched, like, because they're injured. Not because they don't want to play.
I think Giannis actually had. I know during the warm-ups he had the white jacket and the pants up. I wasn't sure during the game he actually wore the fit.
I don't know. It's I'm a big LeBron fan. I think he's the GOAT. Big purporter of that narrative. But I could not stand that.
Especially when the All-Star game's like dying and
people
are complaining. And like it's probably his last or like second to last year realistically. And for him to at last second sit out, I mean, the product already stinks for the All-Star game. And like for the biggest player in the league, or the biggest player ever in the NBA to be like, nah, I don't even care about it. I think just you have to end up scratching it. Like just get rid of the whole thing.
I don't understand why the summer pickup is competitive then.
It's like people try more
than
Chris
Brooklyn's like,
gym workouts and the actual.
I think it's because it's not in the middle of the year. That's like if they think about it.
They don't
want to
get hurt in the
If they get hurt in the summer, they can have time to recover. And in the summer, it's like.
I understand it from a player empowerment perspective. I really do. I understand that it's like we're risking our bodies night in and night out. And I think it honestly, it should be on like Chris, or I guess Eric Gordon now.
I think it just got changed. I think Kat and someone else now. And then it's CJ McCollum's like the head.
CJ McCollum. It has to be on him to be like, guys, like we got to put a better product out there on the floor. And there's a lot of people out there, and I know I bring up Tatum all the time, but. Like, he plays, like, it's a coaching thing, too. It's like Missoula ball. Like, you're playing in your, I'm talking about, like, the NBA product now. Like, too many threes. Like, people criticize Tatum for not going to the rack. It's like, what do you think Missoula's telling him to do?
Joe Missoula offense.
Exactly.
Just chuck threes. But that's also the product of,
championship.
Do you want the All-Star game just to be guys chucking threes? Like, also, in a full All-Star game, max, you're playing,
what,
20 minutes?
I didn't watch.
Oh,
actually?
I didn't watch.
I sadly watched.
This is my first year ever not watching. Last year I had a sad watch, and then
I still watch sad. I still am watching the All Star Saturday night.
Yeah,
it still
too.
Got me there, but not the game.
I didn't watch anything.
This is probably the best year
Saturday
I've ever watched a game.
I didn't watch a 3-point contest. I didn't watch a dunk contest. This is my first time just skipping All Star weekend.
Wow.
To be fair, I was traveling from Richmond, Virginia, with the Florida men's basketball team at the time. But we were talking about load management, and that's players missing games. We got to talk about. Let's start with Victor Wembanyama. Out for the season for a Spurs team that was competitive.
Yeah, but I don't think they kind of fell off a cliff. I think this is like a very interesting injury. I mean, definitely blood clot in right shoulder. I don't think it seems to be that serious. I don't know though, but they don't want to make the play-in this year. They want Cooper Flagg, and if they had an excuse to have Victor out the rest of the year, they're going to be bad the rest of the year. Even with De'Aaron Fox there now, but I think they're looking to contend next year.
Fox, Flagg, and Wemby with
think,
Chris Paul
would it be
off
possible
the bench?
For them to get bad enough to get in the top four conversation?
But we saw with the lottery last year, the Hawks shot up to the first.
Yeah, and they were
picks,
in the play-in last year.
So anything is possible.
Are they in the play-in right now, the Spurs? They're the 12th seed, right?
Yeah, they're the 12th seed. So right now, they're actually out of the play-in.
Yeah,
by two.
They could fall. They could definitely fall.
They have 23 wins, and the Jazz Pelicans have 13. And then the Wizards have 9, and the Hornets have 14.
I don't really think wins matter because the Pistons were one of the worst teams in NBA history last year, and they fell in five.
So. Remember when the Knicks had the best odds to get Zion, and they didn't?
Yeah, I got the third pick. That was pretty brutal. I mean, I guess in the end it worked out, kind of, because it traded RJ for OG and Zion.
And yeah, OG's been playing a lot. OG's been playing a lot of games for you guys, right?
Yeah, well, and Zion. Yeah, how many games is Zion playing?
Different doctors.
I think Zion's missed like
way worse doctors.
I think Zion's missed like 60% of his NBA career or something like that. So
yeah, over half.
I also think though, if the Spurs are in that top five conversation, they're still tied with the Blazers right now. You know, a little Patrick Ewing frozen envelope to get Cooper. Imagine Flag, Wemby, Fox, and
that would
Castle.
Be crazy.
It'll be a frozen envelope. What not? They won't send him to Washington.
Definitely not Washington. I don't think New Orleans.
He will not go to the Washington Wizards.
The Wizards 100%.
I think Jazz is definitely like a pretty likely option. That's a decent market. They're a passionate fan base, and they don't have a star. Hornets is like sneaky because you look at the Brandon Miller and LaMelo Ball, but like there's no culture there. That is like, do you want to send probably the biggest American since probably.
No, he won't go to Charlotte either.
No, he's definitely
unless
not.
They just don't
Chicago,
rig it. They're
too good.
Yeah,
Chicago's
in the play
right
the
now.
Sixers, Nets still ahead of them. Brooklyn's possible, but I mean Victor being out for the rest of the year does suck for basketball. But it makes sense for the Spurs to try to get a better pick, and they've seen enough, I think, from Victor this year. Is a concern though, because didn't he miss the end of last year too?
I think he missed like a couple of games.
Yeah, but that was on like a tall guy injury. That was something like a knee sprain or something like that.
I think it's concerning though that if he's not playing, like when they actually need him to go a full season plus playoffs.
Well, I think that both of these times it was like a let's get a better pick. Our team's not ready yet.
Yeah, true. And they give him nothing for Fox, so they're not really still in a win. And he'll extend there, so they're not in a win now mode yet. But still, I think they're getting hurt. I mean, he's so fun to watch. That really takes out another team in the West that was, and the West is like kind of mid besides the Thunder.
I know.
Relatively. I would say Denver's not. I say Denver's just slightly above mid. I was saying to some of my friends like Denver needs to make a trade if they want to like elevate themselves to compete with the Thunder. But I think besides OKC, I feel like Denver is really the only West team that can really contend for a title. I don't trust Memphis.
Rockets are young.
Houston's a year early. This time next year, I think Houston will definitely make it a lot further. But
Houston's similar to the Thunder team. What is it? 2 years ago when they were like middle of the West, and then they're definitely, I agree, a year ahead. But that West, like what do you think of the Grizzlies? Like they're not.
It's just like
anything, right?
It's like they can either be fully healthy or half their team is injured. It's like there's no in between. It's either everyone's healthy or everyone's injured. So that's why I don't necessarily trust Memphis to really do anything. I don't. Honestly, Memphis could realistically be a first round exit.
They'd be playing Timberwolves first round. Oh, I guess that's however the play in would work, but that's still. Ooh, Timberwolves in the first round against the Grizzlies. Ant versus Ja would be a good matchup, but I mean, also the Lakers, like last night, that defense with like Luka and LeBron is not good.
They have to stagger them.
That's the only way. Yeah. And you look at, too, like, a lot of the people were posting after last night's game how the Mavericks' defense was elite. I mean, they had two elite big men that they were always either playing on the court at the same time, and then a P.J. Washington's a good defensive wing. I mean, the Lakers really have no Anthony Davis was
Quinn
that
Grimes.
Stud. Yeah, and Quinn Grimes is a good defender. Anthony Davis was a stud defender, and the Lakers really, like, LeBron sometimes can turn it on. And then, like, Jared Vanderbilt, like, is a decent defender. And then who else is there?
But he's been back for, like, what, a few weeks?
Yeah, he's still on a minutes restriction coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Otherwise, on that team, like, Austin Reeves not a defender. Like, they have so much offense, but.
Who's their PG1 now?
Luka.
Yeah, Luka.
Luka, well, Reeves, LeBron, Rui, and Jackson
Rui's
Hayes.
Rui's not a great defender.
No, yeah. Rui's the new player Lakers fans are turning on. It was D'Lo. Then I don't remember who, and then someone else, and then back to D'Lo.
They always find a player thrown into the bus whenever.
Like Shoyo.
Yeah, but even though Luka is not, I mean, he's coming back from injury, but not playing that great.
He's not even averaging over 20.
He's played three games on minutes restriction, but I don't know. I don't think they're a contender this year. I mean, in the first round, they'd be playing the Rockets, though. They could beat the Rockets.
I never trust the Rockets because they just, I need a team with a star. You know what I mean?
I think this time next year, Alperen Sengun and Amen Thompson will be a whole lot better. I think the Rockets are a year ahead of schedule.
Amen's a brick.
Which is crazy good. They are. They're like the Thunder.
And they blew the Jabari Smith pick. He stinks.
Yeah.
And they're still able to. Still, yeah. That was what, the second pick? Third
yeah.
pick? And
they're still, 2 seed right now.
And Jalen Green, too. That was the second pick.
Yeah.
That's a second and third pick, and they blew both of those.
Kevin Porter Jr. trade?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They blew a lot of picks, and they still. I mean, Sengun's good.
Shows you. Ime Udoka.
Amen can't shoot for anything, but he's one of the most athletic.
Celtics,
like,
Celtics would have three championships if Ime Udoka could just chillax.
Yeah, but you don't think Joe Mazzulla's a better coach than Ime?
I mean, Joe Mazzulla
was the one who won.
Joe Mazzulla's the one who won, yeah.
I know, but...
Who was it between... Was it Joe right after Ime?
Yeah, it was...
And he won his first year.
No, his second year.
Oh, his first year was the Heat year.
He did almost pull off a 3-0 comeback.
3-1.
If Jason Tatum didn't get injured in that Game 7, I still think the Celtics would have won. 3-0 comeback.
You don't know ball.
I do know ball. I just don't watch Celtics ball all the time because they stink.
Oh, so you're admitting that I watch
Celtics. I do believe, though, if Jason Tatum didn't
clip that.
If Jason Tatum
didn't get, Kurt.
If Jason Tatum didn't get injured at Game 7, they win that game.
Absolutely, Kurt.
Even as a Knicks fan, I can, like, you know, be realistic.
Bradley, sorry. I called you Kurt.
No, it's fine. But, yeah, I do think that if the Celtics win that game 7, they beat the Nuggets in the finals.
No, no one was beating that Nugget. That Jokic was, like, on a different
level. I do.
And Jamal Murray was still good.
That, coming from a Knicks fan, is crazy, Brad.
I have to be realistic. Obviously, I'm a delusional Knicks
ball
fan.
Knower.
But
ball knower.
We're not beating that Nuggets team.
No, I have to.
I don't. We are. 2021 Jokic at the height of his powers.
And Jamal Murray at that time was so good. And Michael, it was original. Michael never swing the rock, Porter Jr.
I think it would have went to 7 games, but I just...
And they fell off a cliff.
They just lost. They lost KCP, and that was, like, a huge piece, and they lost...
Murray's powers.
Everyone.
Yeah.
They had to pay Jokic, I think, again. They had to pay MPJ, and then pay Jamal Murray.
And Aaron Gordon.
And they got Aaron Gordon back. Yeah, so they're a top-heavy team. Christian
Braun. Who's it? Watson's really good for them.
He's a rookie, though.
Yeah, which is good. That's what I'm saying. They make good picks. They make really good picks.
Yeah, I mean, they're still third in the West, are still probably the second best team in the West too. But
I think they're always a contender.
Yeah.
I think they
with
could
Jokic, yeah.
As long as they have Jokic, they're a contender.
And as long as they play the Lakers at some point in the playoffs, then Jamal Murray will figure it out. But it's still the Thunder. The Thunder 44-10. So are the Cavs. Both 44-10.
I think the Cavs are overrated.
I agree.
Is there anyone on the planet that doesn't think that?
Thank
Brian
you.
Windhorst said today that the Cavs are...
Get on the producer mic, Kurt. You think the Cavs are legit?
Bro,
you don't need headphones. Just talk.
This same Cavs team lost to Julius Randle and RJ Barrett 2 years ago when they were playing 40
minutes. It's the
minutes
wrong
mic. Each. Like...
Keep talking, Brad.
But I just think there's no way that this same Cavs team is going to be playing like this in the playoffs.
Who's their coach? JB Bickerstaff?
Kenny Atkinson, right?
Kenny Atkinson.
We got this mixed up last time.
We did too. It's Kenny Atkinson.
And JB Bickerstaff.
And you know why Kenny Atkinson got that job? It's because what he was doing he was coaching for France in the Olympics.
He was also the assistant on the Lakers, the Warriors, and then the Kings.
And he was
that.
The head coach of the Nets when they were terrible.
Well,
that's why Kurt likes the Cavs, because he believes in Kenny Atkinson.
Hold on. This is a little crazy.
Why do you need headphones?
You believe in the Cavs?
And also hear you guys respond.
Oh, true.
The Cavs are the fourth best team in the East.
Dude, I'm sorry.
No, they're better than
the
Pacers.
No,
the Cavs
I'm talking about
legit,
a healthy Magic.
I don't know how you can tell
them.
Me that they're not. They're number one seed in the East. They've destroyed any competition that came in front of them.
Except for the Celtics.
But that's just because
we've played them once.
Almost equal.
We played them once in the fourth game of the season.
This weekend, and I'm sure that the Cavs are going to sweep because, one, they're deep. Two, they can outcoach half the teams in the league.
All right, Kenny Atkinson's
good.
No, he's not.
There's a reason why they went from fourth to first this year. It's because of Kenny Atkinson's coaching. It's not like they've improved.
It's
because
Donovan
roster.
Mitchell took a huge jump.
Donovan Mitchell was always good.
Darius Garland.
Donovan Mitchell's
saying.
Not going to be playing like this.
Darius Garland learned how to play
Evan
defense.
Evan Mobley and Jared Allen's
playing at a real all-star level rather than the fake one that he
did. And Evan Mobley's been good, but they also, they're playoff chokers.
Another Nets glaze from you.
Darius
Garland's not a playoff. The only playoff riser is Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell in games against
the terrible in the playoffs.
Darius Garland.
Contender, Kurt? They always fall in the playoffs.
Like, Darius Garland, Jared Allen gets bodied.
What is different about the Cavs?
It's the same exact roster as before.
What's different?
Their coaching is different. The leaps that everyone's making is different. We're seeing
they're not making
the
same
team. They're not making
April.
I don't know how sports media has just let this team just go under the radar.
Because they have their reputation.
The number one seed.
The Knicks have a reputation, too, and for some reason that they're championship contenders.
Because
the Knicks are playoff risers, and they destroy the Cavs in the playoffs.
We'll see what happens this weekend. They're playing again.
Everyone knows, I doubt it.
Think with your head.
I doubt it.
The Knicks players
are squeezing your skull right now, brother.
But the eye test that I have on the Cavaliers.
It's the regular season. I'm talking about a championship contender.
The regular season shows you what goes on.
That's not true, though, because the Cavs have been better than
the
Knicks.
The number one team on the championship besides the Celtics.
The Cavaliers lost to RJ Barrett and Julius Randle 2 years ago. And Donovan Mitchell had more games with turnovers than field goals made. If you're the number one player,
and Mitchell Robinson bodied both of their centers.
You're getting Bradley burnt right now. You're getting Bradley burnt.
You can't have your star player having more turnovers than field goals made. If that was Jalen Brunson.
Jason Tatum did do that.
If that was Jalen.
Celtics won a championship.
If that was Jalen Brunson, he'd be crucified by the other 29 fan bases. But Donovan Mitchell doesn't get enough hate. Five straight years of being exited before the conference finals.
The only time they did make it was because they played that injured Magic team last year, and it took them to go to seven games against second-year Paolo Banchero and second-year Franz Wagner, third-year Franz Wagner.
I think a healthy Magic team would beat the Cavaliers.
They would destroy them.
This year, 100%. No. They're so injured. The Magic this year are so injured.
He just said healthy.
I said healthy Magic team. If this time next year, I think the Magic will be better than Cleveland.
The Magic couldn't hit a three to save their life, and they're all defense team, but they
did they beat the Knicks?
They beat the Knicks once. It was like 3-1 against them. Their three point shooting is really bad.
Yeah,
but their defense, they're a really physical
team.
They
didn't have Franz for a while.
Yeah, but
he brings so much to the
table.
But
they still, even then, they're not great. No, I'm saying they're good, but they don't have great shooters on that team.
Well, KCP, Franz, Paolo's not a good shooter. Wendell Carter's good for a five.
Jalen Suggs can't shoot.
Anthony Black can't really shoot. Cole Anthony has playoff riser written all over him.
I think he did. Last time the Knicks and Magic played, Cole Anthony had 30, I believe.
Yeah, he went off. I was at that game. Yeah,
there was no Suggs. There was no Franz. No Paolo.
Suggs can shoot sometimes.
Inconsistent.
Anthony Black cannot shoot to save his
life. Or Jet Howard. Oh,
Jalen
Suggs shooting 40% from the field.
They do have clamps, though.
Yeah.
Jet Howard and Anthony Black have clamps.
It's just a team that really values defense. But they just need more offense. That's it.
I find so weird for an Orlando team. Just when I think of the city of Orlando, I would think Lob City. I would
think
that's
what I think, too.
You know what I mean? This team's getting gritty.
Paolo Banchero,
who doesn't play defense.
He's like a Julius Randle offense type
guy. Right, I agree.
Yeah.
But I think Paolo's better than Julius.
Oh, yeah. Paolo's a great player, but if he needs to get a three-point shot. Especially in the modern NBA. I mean, look at the Celtics and the Magic are polar opposite teams, and right now they would be facing each other in the first round. And I think they could give you guys some they're not going to beat you, but I think they could steal two games off of you. And injure a couple players on the way there.
Yeah, it's a six-game series.
The Magic are, throughout the season, they've broken Jaden Ivey's leg. They've been responsible for a couple other injuries. I would not want to play them in the playoffs. They're similar to those old
Heat
teams. The Sixers and the Heat. They're diving for things that they don't need to be diving there. And they've led to a lot of injuries so far this year. So I would not want to play them in the first round. Might lose a player. Similar to how last year against the Sixers, the Knicks lost Bogey and Mitch.
Celtics next man up. Next man up mentality.
Who's your next man up? If you lose Jason Tatum,
I thought, yeah. See, you craft
these narratives. If you lose Jalen Brown,
you craft these narratives.
If you lose Jalen Brown, it's over.
Why?
No.
Why?
Jason Tatum should have been the finals MVP last year.
No, he should
not
have.
Jason Tatum played better in the finals. Tatum's
he played
all
be-
better
no, no, no.
Finals.
He played better in game five. In the NBA.
That was the game you guys lost.
That was the
game five was the game we lost.
You lost five.
They won.
Game five was the game we lost.
You won 4-1.
You don't know any basketball.
No. Oh, yeah, you did.
Watch. Watch the sport.
I do watch the sport.
Watch the sport.
You don't watch the sport. We live together. I know you don't watch the sport. I've never seen you watch one Celtics game this year.
That's a lie.
One. Cavs Celtics on TNT.
We watched it together.
That was the one game.
We watched the game together on live stream.
That was all right. So you've watched two Celtics games this year.
Yeah, that you know of.
You don't watch ball.
You just said the Celtics lost in game five of the finals last year. What are we talking about?
I was not thinking about the most irrelevant finals
ever.
Come on! That finals did not matter. It was irrelevant.
The finals didn't matter. Yeah,
it was irrelevant.
Oh, but if the Mavericks won. If the Mavericks won.
Would have been a great.
Ah, yeah.
Because Luka Doncic, a good player, would have had a ring.
Nice. Oh, very nice. Jalen Brown's not a good player?
No. Overrated.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys are a team of good players.
How is a team that's overrated the reigning champions?
Because
you don't understand.
Because you have so many good players that you're just great. But no one's great.
Jason Tatum, bro.
Jason Tatum or Jalen Brunson?
Brunson's really good.
And
it's so close.
Jalen Brunson top five.
You have to admit, it's so close.
What about Jason Tatum or Karl Anthony Towns?
Tatum.
No way.
After the thumb injury? Lately?
Yeah.
He's been shooting a lot better. I think this season, Kat is better than Tatum.
Yes, thank you. 100%.
Kat's top five in MVP voting right now.
This season. No, this season. But who would I rather have, like, on a team going forward?
Kat. Going forward. That's my bit. I'd rather have Tatum going forward.
Yeah.
But right now, like this season, I'm taking
But I value defense. I really value defense.
But Kat
I don't
is,
think Tatum's an elite defender, though. He's a good defender. Like, he's not
He's the worst defender in the starting five. But that says so much about how good the Celtics starting five defense is. On any other team,
that's
he's the best defender.
You just proved my point there.
If he's the
worst defender on his line, that's how good they are.
I know.
He's carried.
No, he's not carried.
On any other team,
Jason Tatum's the best defender.
His empty stats. His team, every time it's
what
close
do you mean
game,
empty stats? Any time
that they go on a
championship, Derek White
goes on his own personal 11-0 run, and then all of a sudden Tatum's like, "Oh, I'm gonna start playing basketball again because it's 11. We're up by 11." He's not when it's a close game.
It's a team
sport,
bro.
He shrinks.
It's a team sport. That's why you and Bradley went the 1v1 tournament so you can watch Brunson try to draw fouls with his big forehead.
Tatum,
you
shrinks
loser.
When the lights
loser.
Are bright. He's carried by Derek White and Jaylen Brown. All his stats are when the game's a blowout.
Carried is crazy.
He is carried. Empty stats, man.
Bro, he literally single-handedly led a comeback for the Celtics against the Sixers in the second round 2 years ago.
Talking about the second round in, 1945 here? Like,
what are you talking about?
2 years ago? That's so
relevant. You're a second-round merchant. You're a New York Knicks fan. What are you talking about?
Doesn't matter. We have different expectations than you.
Yeah, different expectations to be worse and to be a champion.
You have a super team.
You don't know what it takes to be a champion.
We don't have the heart of a champion.
You don't know what it's like to skip schools to go to parades. You have no idea what it takes to host a trophy above your head.
You don't know.
You don't know what it's like.
You've never had the trophy
to go to your city and watch the players you love pass by you on a duck boat. You have no idea what it takes to be a champion.
I know what it takes to be a champion. Not a champ. You never
won. The
Brooklyn
Nets are the other team in the city of New York, and they are also a team that we have to talk about.
A team that will never win a championship.
Yeah, so I'm confused. I want to hear Kurt's perspective on this, because I hear conflicting things from Knicks fans.
He doesn't want to tank.
He doesn't want to tank. Were you ever, ever team capture the flag?
I'm sorry, I told you I'm washed.
Yeah, and you're a great producer.
Yep. Hold on, Charles. Don't really low blows here. So, in my opinion, I never want my team to lose. That's just me as a fan, personally. I don't like rooting for my teams to lose. Historically, the teams that I've rooted for, every time that they've tried to lose, it hasn't worked out. The New York Mets, when they tried to tank, it didn't work.
Right.
The Nets, they tried to tank, it didn't work.
Right.
And then the Giants this year, let's see if that works, but I doubt it, because it's just what happens. I feel like
the Giants fail to tank all the time.
But I just feel like tanking. I just feel like tanking is a curse. Yeah. That's my opinion.
I would agree. Tanking is a curse.
Look at the Sixers.
I agree.
Eternal purgatory.
Kurt, I wasn't lying, but at some point, like, there's generational talents. No? Like, at some point, there's talents.
How am I supposed to know how good Cooper Flagg is going to be in the NBA?
Because you saw him play against NBA players on the USA Select
team. Yes, but I'm just saying, in an example, I never know how good these guys are going to be generationally just out of college.
That's just not how things work. And that's fair. He's the main event. Shout out New England. I just think that I think at some level, at what point, and I like how the new women's hockey team the new Women's Hockey League does this. I literally talk about it all the time because it's so innovative and I think it's so good. So once you're eliminated, and this would help get rid of the play-in, I think, too, because I think the play-in is stupid.
Oh, 100%.
Once you get eliminated from the playoffs, every win you get is towards draft tokens, draft points. So after you get eliminated from the playoffs, the more wins you get, the higher your draft pick is. What do you think about that, Bradley Byrne?
Honestly, seems pretty valid.
She's pretty valid.
Probably one of the best, probably better than any idea Adam Silver has ever come up with.
Yeah, no, let's play 3 20-minute games.
I like to play in.
Why? Because no. You like to see Steph Curry and LeBron play in playoff basketball.
No, so you're telling me.
I think
LeBron's also the greatest play-in player of all time.
It does. I think it does.
You're not wrong.
They're going to hang that banner in state, or what is it, crypto?
Crypto.com arena. Oh,
God.
I think it does stop. Like, I mean, it's the same teams every year. It's the Bulls, the Hawks, Lakers, Warriors, and then like the 6 and 8 seed or whatever. I consider them making the playoffs. But, I mean, we've seen teams, though, get into the playoffs from it.
I think it's dumb because, like, the 9 and 10 seeds, you were absolute garbage for 82 games. You should not get a chance to play on the big stage in April.
Yeah, but it does stop.
You're in the bottom 30 of the conference, yeah. And you're making the playoffs.
Yeah, but think about the idea of purgatory. Like, these teams are either going to be – they're good enough to be mid. So, but, like,
that's why the draft point system works. Like, when the Orlando Magic were the perpetual 8 seed literally forever at one point in the mid-2010s, they would have had the first-round pick every year.
Well, no, if they go back 8 teams, it's 8 always made the playoffs.
I know. I meant someone in that range, right? Relax.
Okay. You mean it'd be the Bulls?
Yeah, the Bulls. The Bulls would be like a generational roster right now. So I think that system works really well, especially for a season, because the PWHL season is – comparable in length to the NBA as well. I think it's a really good system. We got to talk about the Brooklyn Nets still because they're winning a lot of games. They're winning some basketball games. Same record as the Sixers. I'm so sorry, Philly fans. I love Philly fans.
Yeah.
I love Philly fans. Because, and I say this all the time, they're the only, every fan base has scumbags.
No, all of them are scumbags.
Let me finish!
No.
I would consider myself a scummy Celtics fan. You know what I mean? I put myself on a pedestal. I talk about the City of Champions all the time. Even though when it started, I was negative 2 years old. I praise Boston. You know what I mean? I'm in New York. I'm in an enemy environment. I'm a scummy Celtics fan. I would consider Owen a very scummy Knicks fan.
What?
He's New York or nowhere.
I'm kind of like that.
We're better than everyone else.
I'm a great guy.
This is the best city playing, best city ever. You're all bad, not because of our record, because we get to play in New York City. That makes us better than you. Scummy New York fans.
It's true, though.
I'm like that, too. Sure, I'll totally admit it.
I would say that both of our fan bases, though, have a propensity to be like, we're better than all other fan bases.
Oh, yeah.
I'm part of that problem. Philly fans are like, Philly fans are the Draymond Green of fans. If they're on your team, you love them. You're in the mud with them. You're a scumbag. You're down in the trenches. You got to watch a Philly PD grease the lamppost. You're throwing riots when you win championships, and it's your city, and you have that connection with people. But if you look at Philly fans, you're like, I hate these people. They're the worst. Philly fans are the only fan base that doesn't deny how scummy they are. And I think that's something to be in mind. That's admirable in my eyes.
No, that's totally fair.
As a self-proclaimed scumbag.
You're nothing like a Philly scumbag, though. They're bad people. They're bad people. Like, I think a Philly fan.
Who's a Philly fan at the station? Merrick Rhodes was one.
He's gone. Graduated.
Who is one?
That's it.
I don't think there are any other Philly
fans. My, like, first viral one-on-one clip was arguing him who was better, Embiid or
Tatum.
Jokic.
Yeah.
It's Jokic.
Obviously. Two years ago, though, when they were battling for the MVP.
I still think Jokic should have won that MVP. Kendrick Perkins won Joel Embiid that MVP.
Kendrick Perkins does a lot of stuff.
We can talk about future net Giannis Antetokounmpo, though. How do you feel about that, Kurt?
Big market.
The issue I have with...
He's going to leave.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Giannis on the issue I have with Gotti in the Chiller Park.
With Giannis on the
Bang!
Nets. The issue I have with Giannis on the Nets is the hate the
oh my
issue
gosh.
With the playoff run.
Doesn't
want to
tank, then he doesn't want to get a
you
star.
Don't want
what do you want?
About?
No.
What do you
I would
want?
Love I would love Giannis on the Nets.
That's the end of the sentence.
I would love Giannis on the Nets, but
no
I have
but.
A personal
There's
I have
no but about having Giannis
I have
on the
Nets.
There's no but
personal vendetta against what happened
last 2 years ago when he stomped on Kyrie's ankle and lost us the
championship.
Oh, because Kyrie was going to carry you guys.
Come on.
To a deep playoff run.
You guys were never beating the Bucks in that series.
You would have won the championship that year.
Oh, sorry. We would have faced the Hawks.
You weren't beating the Bucks. You weren't beating the Bucks.
We were up 3-1.
If KD's foot was on the line, they beat
you guys blew a 3-1 lead.
Yeah,
that's so long ago.
Chaz, just letting you know, I was at game one.
Like,
that was the Celtics that year too.
I was in my Sunday best, my Easter suit, watching Jason Tatum in a spin around game winner in the Garden on Easter.
I do remember that.
Remember that first round sweep?
That wasn't on Easter.
That wasn't it.
That game one was on Easter.
No, it wasn't.
That year, yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
When Tatum hit the game winner.
Not on
yes,
Easter.
It was.
Yeah, it was on Easter.
You don't watch. No, you
watch Nets games. You claimed I didn't watch Nets games. I could definitely tell you I watched Nets games.
Kurt does watch. It's actually a very sad existence for him. I honestly claim that like to your benefit. I was like, Kurt's not that emotionally broken that he
Nets,
watch
Mets,
40
Giants.
Nets games.
Like that's
Nets,
really
Mets,
bad.
Giants, and like.
I mean, the Mets was just in the NLCS last year.
What's your? Do you have a college basketball team?
Fordham University.
Oh wow.
Yeah, we'll go to group therapy soon, Kurt, because I'm right there with you.
That's sad. Nets, Mets.
The Mets just went to NLCS and took the Dodgers to six games.
That's the Mets.
And now they got Juan Soto.
Mets are a joke.
Are you
so are the Nets.
Die Hard Mets fan.
Ugh, God.
Are you Islanders, too?
I don't really follow hockey, but yeah, I'm Islanders.
Are you Jets?
No, I'm Giants.
Okay. Wow, that's not like the...
The
Mets.
No, there's...
It's Mets, Jets, that's Nets, yeah. Islanders.
No, that's just the looter. That's just the loser fan base.
That's what they always are related.
No, it's not always that four.
It's usually Yankees, Knicks, Giants, Rangers, or Devils.
Or like the winning four.
Not even anymore.
Yankees won't be part of that winning
that
four
the
anymore.
The Knicks haven't really been the winning team in New York for a very long time.
I mean, neither
time.
The Nets. They both have no one's been winning. The Nets just got to New York. You can't claim New Jersey wins as the Nets.
To claim championships at the same time, they're in New York at the time.
Oh, God. We're throwing back ABA. To ABA.
If the Knicks can claim their 70s championships before the merger, it's
in the National Basketball Association.
Knicks are in the NBA.
No. Okay. This argument has been, I've had this argument about a million times. Even talking about the old heads that talk about it, the ABA and the NBA.
The ABA was like for fun.
Wise,
the ABA was
no,
an all star game.
Fun. There was for talent, they were equal at the time. And there was not, they were all the same team.
Equal is kind of crazy.
They were
not equal.
They were equal.
Fake championship.
What, you got Julius Irving.
Before George Gervin.
George Gervin. What's his name? Daryl Dawkins.
Barry.
Moses Malone.
I could name more. I just have to off the.
Yeah, you just like don't know ball. Yeah,
it's
I get it.
Fake. See, that's why he's a New Jersey Nets fan.
You
claim to hate New Jersey, but when you started watching basketball, they were the New Jersey. Like you rooted for the New Jersey Nets.
They were the Brooklyn Nets at the time.
You started watching basketball in 2014, 13,
2011. That's when I was like more conscious towards.
Were they
sports.
In New Jersey?
Yeah.
They were in New Jersey in 2011.
They were in New Jersey
in
2011.
They were in New York.
Wrong.
They were in Brooklyn in like 2012.
The 2012-2013 season.
The 2012 Nets were in.
He moved in 2012.
Brooklyn.
April 13, 2012, they moved to.
That's
Brooklyn.
When I was conscious.
They moved mid-season?
Pretty much. They were there for
up
Barclays Center. I was conscious. I was conscious as a Nets fan.
That was when that Russian loser owned the team, right?
For a very short amount of time.
I thought and then Jay-Z.
No, Jay-Z's still technically a minority.
Oh,
owner.
Yeah. Did he?
No, they beat that case.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Jay-Z's free?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can't say that anymore.
Yeah, he did. Jay-Z beat the case.
I guess he didn't.
Puff
beat the case.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Jeez, and Puff. Angry Fortnite fan.
Yeah, Diddy. Or not Diddy. All right, enough about Diddy. Jay-Z built the bar. They should have stayed in New Jersey. They should have never left New Jersey.
Yeah, they should.
Who would you have rooted for if they never came to Brooklyn? Would you have been a New Jersey Nets fan?
Point that they should have never went to left Brooklyn.
Move the Nets to Vegas. Move the Nets to Vegas.
No one was going. If the Nets this season,
no one goes.
No
one goes in Brooklyn.
15th in the league in attendance.
38.
2. 15th in the league in attendance.
That's not good.
That's middle of the pack. What do you want them to be? They're not going to be number one. They're not the Lakers. They're not the Knicks. I'm sorry. That's
all right. There's still 14 other teams. There's still 14 other teams better.
But they're also
who's number 14?
They're also right now bad.
Who's number 14?
So I apologize. I don't know. I just know that. I just remember the Knicks.
The Knicks were always top five when they were bad.
Because tourists go to their games.
Taurus go to your games too.
They'd be 0-82. A Taurus
is so much more likely
to go to a Knicks game, not
to
a Nets,
Nets
game.
Game.
Are you actually kidding me?
Are you actually?
Hey, I'm sorry. The Nets are currently 20th in attendance behind the Rockets, Bucks,
that's
Spurs.
This
is the 2025.
That's
season.
Small market teams.
The teams that they're better than. They're better than the Hornets, the Blazers, the Suns, which is shocking. Kings, Pacers, Pelicans, Grizzlies, Wizards, Hawks, and Clippers.
You guys are terrible. You're the biggest city on the planet. Brooklyn is the sixth largest city
in
America.
And you have New Jersey, like most of a lot of half of New Jersey-ish to go
I'm
to your
just
games.
Saying,
wow.
If you're going to tell me that people would have rather went to Newark, New Jersey to watch a basketball game on a Tuesday night from New York City.
Kurt, when was the last season you guys
were
good?
No, but I think you're just always your perpetual little brother here. Like, more than the Mets in the city.
Perpetual little brother.
The Yankees
like,
are.
What are
all right, so in 2022,
mean,
the last time they were good, they were 13th in attendance.
You want to own your own market.
They own. I personally.
Move the Nets to Vegas.
Move the Nets to Vegas.
That
right,
is my.
Buddy,
that
I'm
is my.
Mic. This is all just anti-Nets bias.
The Vegas roulette.
Oh,
Kurt, you're a joke.
The Brooklyn, they're not putting much ball, the ball in the net much. So
no, I would rather the Liberty have more fans than the Nets.
The Liberty sellout have better attendance at.
I've been to a Liberty game and I've been to a Nets game. A Liberty game washes. Liberty games wash. Light it up. Right, Kurt.
I mean, even the Jazz have a better attendance than the
Nets.
Oh,
the Jazz.
The Jazz have 14th in attendance.
Kurt, they're all going to watch AJ Dibanz the highlights.
14th in
Kurt,
attendance.
Kurt, no,
that's
so
actually,
sad.
That's 14th in attendance. They're definitely getting Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, what?
And they're definitely going to get AJ.
The Raptors
Dibanz.
Are
yeah,
letting,
he's not going
not
to Brooklyn.
Him.
He's going to...
He's going to Utah, and then he's
Kurt,
staying
Kurt,
in Utah.
Realize
and he's going to...
Kurt, realize that Adam Silver wants...
Even the Raptors
Cooper Flagg to play in a big market. He's going to Utah
and
over
AJ, but stay, whatever
Brooklyn.
His name is,
or
he's going to stay in
Toronto's
in
11th in attendance.
Toronto though, they're bad. Like they'll be top five.
I think I was just yelling. Say again.
They'll have a championship before Utah and the Knicks actually. So
no, they
the
won't.
Nets?
The Knicks win the championship this year.
I'm trying to look at the.
Well, you're not even tanking for a draft pick the right
the
way.
The Raptors in 2019 were fourth.
You're
going to
get. You're
so going to
get.
Good.
You're
going to
get like
Cooper
Janai Broome. Off waivers, who's like 87 years old.
History, so I'm okay.
What was the Nets' best season? 2021.
Yeah, where they had the big three.
They were 24th in attendance.
The
that was COVID.
No,
so that doesn't
2021.
Count, right?
That was not like the full big three at that time.
So what was it? 2020 or 2022?
Like 2022. 2020 was COVID.
That would be the bubble. I don't know how they track because 2025 has its own attendance section.
Right,
so
right.
I would guess that would be. This,
a lot of these are
going to
be combined because, like, also that Nets year was like when Barclays Center was just opening back up for like.
Oh, Mr. Irving!
In 2021,
let's not forget about Mr. Irving and his shit.
Yeah, Mr. Irving, and you're mad about Giannis stepping on his ankle when he almost ruined your franchise.
He really, you know,
you bum.
Mr. Irving was not a fan of the needle. He did not want to. Did not want to play games.
He didn't
want to
poke the bear.
Center.
Literally. Oh.
That, maybe that's why attendance was so low. Kyrie was just not playing.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a Twitter account that Kyrie's been following recently.
You know, that's actually I think. If you look at the attendance for those couple of years, it is thrown off because the New York and L.A. markets weren't allowed to have full fans.
Yeah.
Then
it's all good.
Houston is always up there because they...
I mean, you guys are...
You guys also
terrible franchise.
Full capacity.
I mean, Joe Tsai's a great WNBA owner.
You know, he's a good NBA owner, too. Y'all just don't see it because y'all don't watch the games. No one's tapped into what the Nets
why
are
would
doing.
I watch the Nets?
I watched the Nets.
I watched them when they play the Hornets.
Why would I watch all 82 Nets games? Like,
yeah, I like...
Why would I be miserable?
Kurt, there's paint drying on a wall somewhere. You know what I mean?
I know what's going on. Just letting you know, like, I can see the moves that are happening.
What moves are happening?
You guys have no future.
You just gave a caveat to getting
there's no future when they literally have 39 draft picks.
Okay, but like, what do you gotta
get?
They fleeced the Knicks for Mikal Bridges.
No, they didn't. It's too early for that.
Five,
it's
like,
too
high
early.
20
yeah, too
first
early
round picks.
He was supposed to be
too
the best
early.
Perimeter defender in the league, and you guys have the worst perimeter three defense in the
okay,
league.
That's because,
yeah,
that's because they're the second, in the same lineup.
And they're the second best offense in the league.
Oh, yeah. They're supposed to be really good. Great offense. Guess what happened when the Nets had the great. Guess what happened when the Nets had the best offense in the league and bad defense? They lost!
Well, they lost because their superstars hate each other.
Yeah, we know that big threes don't work, and the Nets are a prime example.
You guys also had the most loser big three ever. You had Fat Harden, Kevin Durant, who just does whatever, and Kyrie Irving, who just doesn't like basketball. Kyrie Irving, who was spending more time on Twitter and not getting a shot than he was on the basketball court.
I love that we united against Kurt here. I love it. I love it.
Because we all know his team
just like
stinks.
It because usually, Chaz, you're the one that everyone's uniting against. So
that is not
it's
true.
Usually me.
It's usually Owen.
It's usually me everyone's hating on.
Yeah. Well, it's easy. You still have the blonde hair.
It's almost fair. Gone. Someone, it'll be gone by playoffs.
Could you like? Could you just go bald? Could
no,
we just see
I'm
bald
not
bald
no, I offer in the original bet, I offered him buzz cut instead
I remember,
of blonde.
I was here for it.
Yeah, you were producing.
I was producing
it. All right. I think that's going to do it for us this week. It was a very energetic episode. Love it. Kind of woke me up for the day. I'm kind of tired. I want a nap. But that's going to do it for us here, WFUV Studios in the Bronx, New York. Shout out to Kurt Sipple on the ones and twos, Bradley Byrne, Owen Kelty, WFUV Sports Director Bobby Chaffardini. I've been Chaz McAdams. We'll see you next week on WFUV Sports Pick and Pod.